The information on this podcast is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general information purposes only. You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
If you are someone that feels like maybe you're just a little tired or worn out, you don't feel like you have enough vitamin D, maybe you're traveling and you're worried you're going to get sick on your upcoming trip, or you're feeling just a little dehydrated or hungover, there is a place for you. And I am joined right now with Dr. Aaliyah Fox. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about this H2O Health Hydration Oasis in Brookfield, but also now your luxury mobile unit. Basically, this is a remote IV lounge.
You got it. So, yes, Elizabeth, we have an office in Brookfield, and a lot of our patients have just been asking us, you know, they're like, gosh, sometimes I just can't physically get to your office. Either they're sick at home, they've got diarrhea, they've been vomiting. This year, the cold and flu season has been pretty horrendous. Maybe they've got kiddos at home, you know, no one to watch the three-year-old. So they thought, wow, I wish sometimes that you could just come to me. So we thought, in this age of Amazon and Netflix and home delivery, what can we do to help our patients out?
And yeah, this is a smart idea. Now, I've heard of this in Vegas, and originally all I thought of was, okay, if you're hungover, you get an IV. Like, is that really what this is for? Or it's for a number of reasons, right?
It really is. So honestly, I would say hangovers is like less than 1% of the people that we see, honestly. Chronic migraines, that's actually something that I suffer from. There have been a lot of days where I've been at work in the operating room and I've got such a horrible migraine and literally I'm like throwing up in the trash while I'm taking care of a patient, wishing that, oh, I wish I had my Imitrex or something to help me with my nausea, things like that. So we see a lot of Monday is called Migraine Monday. For some reason, Mondays seem to be pretty popular with that.
And for a lot of people, I mean, especially you, Dr. Fox, you have important work to do. People can't afford to necessarily just take a day off of work.
Oh, absolutely.
Be picking up their kids. I mean, you can't always just take a day off. So this can help with that.
Absolutely. So we are essentially replacing a specialty procedure that was previously only available in the ER or the hospital. So IVs have been around for, you know, over 100 years. That is our main, you know, procedure that we go through for people who are acutely dehydrated, need medication, things like that. But really, there was no safe, good standard of practice place that you could go and just say, hey, I need an IV for different reasons. And so in this, you know, era of, you know, CVS Minute Clinic or urgent cares where we're trying to bypass the big cost of a big hospital with those facility fees and honestly, you know, long wait times. I think our hospitals do as good of a job as they can with the ERs, but there's just so many people. So if you are, you know, got food poisoning from some random place and you've been throwing up for 6 hours, you might feel like you're dying, but in their eyes, you're not, because there's the gunshot wound and the heart attack.
Right. People that have some really serious things going on, but yet you still want to feel better.
But yes, I need someone to help me now. Yes, absolutely.
Now, who administers these IVs?
Yep. So this is our office. So it is physician owned and physician run. So I want to stress that this is not just some franchise that a business person has, you know, purchased and then they staff it with nurses. No, this is, you know, people always say, oh my gosh, Dr. Fox, you're actually here in the office. You're damn right. Like this is, we mean business here. So nurse practitioners and nurses, all of whom still work in our local healthcare facilities. We all are still active in local care. So you may see us, you know, out in the community should you go to the hospital.
What is the time commitment for something like this? I mean, is every situation different? But if someone says, okay, I'm in a hurry, I have an hour, 2 hours, roughly how long does this take?
Depending on the size of infusion you get, it could be anywhere between 30 to 35 minutes up to an hour or so. And yes, we take care of very busy business people, you know, someone commuting from Madison who has a meeting downtown in Milwaukee. I've got an hour and a half. We got to get in and get it out. Absolutely, we can do that as well.
And where'd you get the idea for this? I mean, again, I've seen something like this in Vegas, but what made you decide, yeah, I want to do this and I want to have this here in the metro Milwaukee area?
Well, a lot of it has just been from my own training. I mean, I'm an anesthesiologist. So when I see a patient in the hospital, I'm the one that will start the IV and give them IV fluids for their surgery or procedure.
You're
that
the one
having.
We do the countdown with.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're like, okay, look at me and count backwards,
yes,
Elizabeth.
Think
and the next
of a good
thing
dream.
You don't remember anything past the number three.
That's right. So this is absolutely in my wheelhouse. But myself, I'm also a pediatric anesthesiologist. I did my fellowship training here at the Children's Hospital. And we all know that kiddos in the wintertime are a little petri dishes. They are trying to kill you with every
not
type
just
of,
the wintertime. I
well,
feel
okay,
like there's always
over.
Runny
sure.
noses, but yes, you're right. They really are. The colds go around so quickly.
So I've gotten a lot of, you know, GI bugs, whether it was rotavirus or whatnot. So if I wasn't throwing up, it was coming out the other way, but I still had work to do. So I've had my colleagues start IVs on me. I mean, us in the health industry, we all know about this sort of secret club of IVs. A lot of people say, oh, I had a paramedic friend who, you know, came over after my bachelor party and gave me an IV.
I was going to say, I may or may not have known that to happen also.
Right.
Yes. But this is that, but just
a standard of healthcare. So we are an outpatient office. We are not listed as a medi spa. We're not a cosmetic center.
Do you need insurance to go?
You don't need insurance, but we do accept insurance.
Okay.
We accept health savings accounts, flexible spend accounts. We are in network with most of the major insurance around here, but we also offer cash pay, you know, availabilities too. Some people just have horrendous deductibles, or they're young and healthy. They're 25. You're not getting a mammogram and a, you know, colonoscopy and all of that to get your deductible down. So it's actually more feasible to use a cash pay.
Well, let's talk specifically about the luxury mobile unit. Like, what are we talking about here? Is this an RV, Dr. Fox? Like, what's driving around that we need to look for?
Yeah, so that is our H2O to-go unit.
Hey!
Yes, I know. So that is a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, which we had customized.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
If
anyone knows us, we are very serious about our vehicles. And so this is just the newest addition to our family.
That is so fantastic. And so that's what your team is driving around.
Correct. So we found a custom upfitter in the country. There are only about 8 that are Mercedes-Benz approved, so that if you are gutting out the inside, that you won't, you know, void the warranty or things like that. So these people actually happen to be down in Texas, and they actually provide units for the San Antonio Spurs. So it was really important to me to find someone that was as legit with their, you know,
if it's good enough for the NBA.
Exactly.
That it's good enough for here. And do they have to call you with a certain amount of notice since you have to drive the vehicle kind of thing? I mean, how would that work? If I'm here in Hales Corners, and I'm let's say not feeling well, or I'm, you know, I feel like I'm getting sick,
sure,
and I want to make an appointment. What kind of time window do I have to block this off? Do I just go to your website?
Yep. So go to our website. So you can go to h2omke.com, and there's actually a prompt on the home screen. It says book online for our office or book online for our remote. And when you do that, you will be given, you know, a certain time slot, and you can select your time slot. And then one of our providers will call and speak with you at that time and give you, I'd say, about an hour's, you know, heads up within the hour we will be there. But just to get a little bit more information, what it is you're looking for, so that we can bring everything that we need.
I'm just thinking back to so many times that either my son or myself or even my husband have kind of been dehydrated or not feeling well, particularly my husband, that ended up having bilateral pneumonia. How random was that? But had to go to urgent care and get all of these bags of IVs.
Yeah.
But we spent more time waiting
there. Yeah.
Like you said, he wasn't a very high priority, and I understand that.
Yeah.
My mom, you know, worked in surgery. I get,
but
like,
in
the
your
importance.
Eyes, this is a high priority.
Exactly, because
yes.
I'm sitting here going, we've got to get to a baseball game a little bit here, and I have to pick up my son. And it was a 5-hour ordeal.
Yeah.
But that would not have been the case if something like this existed then. This was 4 years ago now.
You're right. So a lot of this kind of prompted out of our cancer chemo patients. So we have a lot of people on their cancer journey. So they will go to one of our local hospital systems on, say, Monday and get their chemotherapy. But then on Tuesday and Wednesday, they're nauseous. They have a headache. They've been vomiting, you know, the sequelae of getting chemo. And so how nice would it be if somebody could come to their home and replenish all of those, you know, vitamins and nutrients and antioxidants that have been depleted by the cancer, so that their journey maybe isn't quite so, you know, icky and intolerable.
Wow.
Yeah, we've actually gone to two homes already for hospice patients. Someone called and said, you know, my dad's on hospice. He just hasn't been able to eat or drink in the past 2 days. He's got a lot of leg cramps. He just, you know, nausea. He just feels horrible. Is there anything that you can do? Absolutely. So we sent our nurse home, gave some fluid, some nausea medicine. We have another special medication. It's called Toradol, which is an NSAID or an anti-inflammatory. It's kind of like super ibuprofen. So it's not a narcotic, not an opiate, anything like that, but it actually does really good pain relief. We actually use that in the operating room for surgeries. So we gave that to him as well. And, you know, she called back and she was in tears. She was so happy.
Oh, I bet she was.
She was like, thank you so much.
Well, and forget Uber Eats. I mean, this is like the new thing now, just to have something like this, the remote IV lounge, the luxury mobile unit. I love that you came in to talk about this because I don't feel like a lot of people really know that this is an option in this area. And your website again?
Is h2omke.com.
Well, this is really going to change lives. I mean, you just told a couple stories here, but I'm sure a lot of people listening to this can think of reasons of why they would benefit from something like this. So thank you for putting it together.
It's our pleasure, Lizzie.
And thank you for being here, Dr. Fox.
Absolutely.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.